Echoes, the Backwards Series, Episode 10, Flight of the Flashpack, by Daniel Schwartz. The Flashpack stared bug-eyed in horror at Drylus' blaster. Fertrus' smoking body lay where he'd fallen, his spellbook reduced to ashes by the blast.
Excellent shot, dear sister.
You killed him! You crazy, murdering bitch! He was your friend!
I have no friends, human. Only my brother and those we shall crush under our heel.
Why are you using heel in the singular? I mean, even if you crush under one heel each, you're using at least...
Now's not the time, Slaughter.
Right.
You were right, sister. See how they weep at the death of their frail and banal comrade.
Dex's unfeeling words were accompanied by a wave of his hand at his clone troopers.
My loyal minions, destroy the Humans.
Yes, sir.
Come, sister, we have a reign of terror to begin.
Indeed, brother dearest.
The troops leveled their blasters at the Flashpack, but a sudden flash of light made them reel back, covering their eyes. The Flashpack turned and ran.
I thought we were out of flash grenades.
We were, so I gave those clones a little Thornfield special.
A glamour of bright light. Brilliant.
Thanks, Molly. But we need to get going. Without Fertrus' spells, we'll need to get creative to escape from Al Paso. Let's split up. Make it more difficult for them to track us. We'll meet back at Flashpoint. Flashpack!
Flashpack!
Our intrepid heroes each took off down a different street. The evacuation of the city hours earlier made running easy, but the clone troopers would sweep the streets before too long. Max fled into a public library.
Galloping Galileo! To think that Drellis, one of my dearest friends, has fallen under the control of that tyrant from another world. Getting past those clones will require more than the glamours I can do. It takes some powerful magic to get out of this.
Did somebody call for a hobgoblin?
No.
Well, then it's a good thing I'm here anyway.
Out of the shadows stepped a familiar figure, a lithe, pointy-eared male in a bomber jacket. He smiled a big smile that indicated he was physically incapable of wrongdoing of any kind.
How you doing, Max?
Puck?
Thou speakest aright. I am that merry wanderer of the...
Can it, Puck.
Canning it.
What do you want this time?
Well, to help you out of this mess.
That's not your style. You're more of the helping me into this mess kind of guy.
Well, I figured it was time to change my routine. Besides, there are some people who need your help.
What do you mean?
The Catmen of Saladon are in mortal danger. You need to come with me and help them.
Is this the same as that time when Atlantis had been launched to the moon and you needed me to come and drag it down?
No, this time it's actually happening. Come on.
Why should I trust you?
Unit Epsilon, commencing sweep of Sector 7G.
Because I'm not them.
I'm convinced. Let's go.
Puck waved his hands around Max, rendering the pair of them invisible.
I've got a pair of ships, one for each of us. Come this way.
Meanwhile, several blocks away, Molly was having a little less luck in navigating the mean streets of El Paso.
What were these Texans thinking when they designed this city? It's the third worst designed metropolis I've ever seen, and the second was El Dorado. Maybe it's the L thing. Maybe I can rig together an aerial view by connecting my hand computer to the power grid. Let's see. Okay, a little more of that. Lord, looking down!
Hold it right there.
Crap.
I'm going to kill you now, ma'am.
Why?
I don't have a good answer for that.
That's probably for the best. It's a tough question.
Master Dex ordered us to kill the Flashpack.
Oh, but sometimes the orders we most need to obey are given by ourselves.
Now that just doesn't make sense.
It's not supposed to. It's called Zen.
It isn't supposed to make sense?
Nope. Until it does. Then we call you enlightened.
Now I'm really confused.
That's okay. If you don't kill me, I'll try to help you make sense of it.
That seems acceptable.
I'm Molly Singh. What's your name?
Clone Sergeant 8215.
Lacks oomph. Let's try something snappy. Christopher... Chris?
Crisp. I like it.
No, it's... Actually, I like it too. Crisp. Let's go.
Molly and her new friend took off at a dash, on the lookout for any other dangers.
So what's the fastest way out of here?
I am unable to answer that. Our tactics are merely to surround the city and sweep through it in shifts until your comrades are found.
Great. Sounds like a job for some mad science.
Mad science?
It's like that other kind, but less reliable and a lot more fun.
That doesn't seem terribly efficient.
The other kind isn't really either. And this way there's more blinking lights.
Molly pulled out her bag of random objects and searched frantically.
A paperclip, some tuna, and a heads-up display. Perfect. All I have to do is set up a feedback loop, and we should be able to get a good idea of the location of the other troopers. I hope this works.
Me too. Otherwise, we'll die.
Oh, that's no big deal. We'll just come back as something better. There we go. Now it looks like we can travel along, let's see, this street.
Then I guess we should.
Right.
Armed with their new helmet, the duo made their way to the airport.
What are we doing here? All the planes have been removed from the airport.
All the assembled planes. But with more than enough spare parts to build a whole new one, we should be out of here in no time. Just tell everyone who asks that the coast is clear.
Is it?
No, but telling them that will doom us both.
So it would seem.
Here's a squad. Remember, nothing is wrong.
What? Sergeant 8215, report. Everything is fine, nothing is wrong. Sounds good. Carry on. Wow, that was easy.
Within a few minutes, Molly had constructed a small passenger jet. With its ragtag variety of parts, it didn't inspire much confidence, but the little urging from Molly had Crisp inside. They took off immediately.
Why aren't we being pursued?
Cloaking device. Houston's home to the Glass Man and his invisible jet, so any airport within an hour's flight has an extra one. Only strong enough for the one trip, but it'll keep us hidden.
Amazing. Why doesn't everyone have one?
Well, they're expensive and don't have much practical application. Not to mention all the science crooks who'd have a field day with them.
Interesting. Under Master Dex, there is no crime or civic disorder.
Also no freedom, I'm guessing.
Freedom?
Guess not.
While Molly and Crisp swooped home to Flashpoint, Keen was desperately trying to find a place where her transport belt would work.
Damn! 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 That psycho must have raised some nullifier fields. Stupid alien technology. Okay, that's enough of being upset. Let's try to think our way out of this. Fact. Dex has thousands of clone soldiers at his immediate disposal. Fact. Drellis has, to all appearances, joined Dex, giving him complete knowledge of our methods and secrets. Fact. The first two facts are common knowledge of all members of Flashpack. Analyzing all possible scenarios given current circumstances. That's what I'm gonna carry the 5 minutes to do. Okay. An 85% chance at least one of us will be captured and or terminated. Molly's superior technical knowledge assures her escape, and her affection for Max Mitchell probably bring him if at all possible. Slaughter's luck surpasses my ability to interpret. We must assume she will escape. That leaves only myself. Unacceptable. An alternative course of action must be devised. Assessing, okay, square root, okay. Ah, acceptable.
Several hours later, Molly and Crisp landed at Flashpoint. Molly gave him the nickel tour, only to find Keen waiting in the canteen.
Sarah, when did you get here?
Hours ago. Used a transfer bell as soon as I left the city limits.
It worked all right?
Just fine. I think there's only power left for one transfer, though. I'll have to make it count.
Any idea where the others are? Jill? Max?
Max isn't with you?
No, he must have left to...
Oh my god, one of the clones followed us!
Well, no, technically I only followed her.
Crisp, this is Sarah Keen. Sarah, this is Crisp. He's one of ours.
Interesting. Pleased to meet you.
Your stance indicates otherwise.
I have a very deceptive stance.
Okay, my mistake.
So where are they?
Good question. We can call Max using his communicator, but Jill never wears one.
Maybe they're together. Let's find out.
Molly, Keen, and Crisp headed toward the communications room and activated the very large screen.
Max? Max, this is Flashpoint. Do you read?
Yes, Molly, I'm here.
Where are you?
I'm with Puck. There's something I need to take care of, but I'll be back soon. Molly, you're in charge. Thornfield out.
But... darn, cut off!
That's Max, giving orders and taking off.
Well, we'll just need to wait for Slaughter, I guess.
And so the trio waited. 3 days and 146 games of ping pong later, a slightly weathered ice cream truck parked in front of Flashpoint.
Hey, guys!
Jill! Thank the Blessed One, you're alive!
What's with the ice cream truck?
Someone abandoned it in El Paso. I drove it out here.
What about the clone troopers?
Hello, ice cream?
We are incapable of resisting delicious pistachio.
After that, it was just a matter of finding the right highway. So, what's the deal with this guy?
My name is Crisp.
No way.
No way what?
Crisp? Like a potato chip in England?
A who and a where?
Confused. I like you already. I'll call you Crispy.
That sounds very undignified.
I know. Jill Slaughter, it's a pleasure to meet you.
That's all of us accounted for. Now we need for Max to get back.
The dangerometer!
Great, I'm home 4 minutes and already an emergency.
What new crisis has arisen for the Flashpack to fight? Can they face it without their intrepid leader? And just what kind of mission awaits Max as he adventures with the most famous trickster in the galaxy? Find out in our next episode, A Midsummer Night's Dream.